Okay, Jack, how do you read?
Fred, Houston's reading you loud and clear.
Okay, I've got up through step 7 now, and I'm not getting much of a light in the helium indicator here. Why don't I review for you how we've proceeded, and you look at the procedure you gave me and see if we missed anything.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, we transferred to limb power, and it looked okay. I'm staring at caution and warning power light and all the red flags. And we got both X-lunar bus eye breakers in. The utility lighting breaker is in. Then AC bus B, helium PQS display. The AC bus B numeric lighting. And AC bus B, inverter 1, is bus tie is closed. Then I close the inverter 1 breaker, and I've selected on panel 16, the signal sensor breaker is in. I've selected inverter 1, and put the helium monitor switch to supercrit. And I have no lights.
Okay, Fred, let us take a look at it.
I'm wondering, do we need an 8? And do we need possibly in one of the 8-9 dock components to bring us in?
Stand by 1.
Okay, Jack, hold the phone. I forgot the rheostat was cranked all the way down on the 8-9-9, and it's showing 720, which looks like a pretty good number.
Roger, we copy 720. Thank you, Fred.
To 7. Okay, and it just flickered down to 710. It's kind of flickering between 710 and 720.
Roger, 710 to 720. Okay, Fred, those are good numbers, and we're not going to have to crank up the TM. That's the number we were looking for.
Very good. Okay, you want me to back out of this in reverse, at least as far as getting this part of it powered down?
Stand by 1. Okay, Fred, this is Houston. Go ahead and back out of this little test and proceed.